This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, war. Wayne Allyn Root, Root in the house. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. I'll be off for a couple days. I'm actually moving into a new house in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas, as opposed to Henderson. And so the move starts tonight, the minute the show ends, and all day Thursday and all day Friday, because I'm not just moving my home, my furniture, I'm moving my TV and radio studio. So, that's a big move. That's a big time move. With all kinds of moving trucks and all kinds of specialists who move TV and radio as well. So lots going on. So I'll be off tomorrow and Friday on Newsmax TV. I'll be off on USA Radio as well and on KBET, my flagship station in Las Vegas. But Lee Elsie will be filling in, so the Wayne Root Show will go on with Lee Elsie. And I have a suspicion I'll make a guest appearance on my own show on Friday. Make a note of that, Chris. Tomorrow's just too busy. Tomorrow's the actual real serious move. By Friday, I should be settling in, and by Friday afternoon late, I should be relaxing in my new backyard. And so Friday afternoon, let's try and do a guest appearance by War on the War Show with Lee Elsie as the host. And then I'll be back on Monday on President's Day. Worst case scenario, if everything in the world doesn't work right, I'll be back on Tuesday. But I think we'll get everything finished up over the weekend and connect. Men, too, believe it or not, white males over the age of 50 shouldn't be murdered either. I realize Democrats don't agree with that, but, white straight males have a right to live, too. So we need to stop illegal immigration. All kidding aside, because you're talking about the death of a wonderful, brave police officer who, by the way, came to America legally. Last I checked, the police officer had come to America's family from India. I don't know why Indians all over America aren't up in arms. I don't know why they're not screaming, because I've never met an illegal Indian. I'm sure there are some from India here illegally, but I've never met one. I've never seen one. The truth is they're wonderful people from India, and they come to America the right way, and they do it legally, and they should be very annoyed that people come here illegally and jump the line ahead of them and ask for welfare and food stamps and a thousand other things. And they should be more than annoyed. They should be outraged that someone came here illegally from Mexico and murdered a brave police officer who had originally come here from another country, done it the right way, done it legally. Really terrible. Some of the things going on in the world today you need to know about. Again, what I love to talk about is that my show is not like any other show, because the people that choose the news on CBS, NBC, ABC, PBS, MSNBC, CNN, the Washington Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the people who choose the headlines at all those prestigious media organizations are basically communists and scum and slime, and they hate everything you and I believe in. They don't stand for anything you and I believe in. And so they pick the worst news stories, the biggest fraud, the biggest fake news, the biggest lies they could find to convince you that only government is good for you and the rest of us are racists. They don't tell you the truth. Wayne Root picks news stories that you want to hear that are real. So as an example, I watched a video last week, one of the most painful videos I've ever watched, of two beautiful young blonde girls from Norway and I think Sweden, both being beheaded by Islamic extremists. These two girls, who were obviously brainwashed by the liberal media in Scandinavia into believing that everybody's the same in the whole world and we could all sing Kumbaya and hold hands together. So these two nice, beautiful blonde girls went hiking in Morocco, a Muslim country. That's really smart, isn't it? Two blonde girls hiking in Morocco. Two blonde Christian girls hiking in a Muslim country. and they were kidnapped, and they filmed them cutting their heads off while they were alive. So I watched the knife cutting through their neck while the girl screamed and blood spurted everywhere. And you watched the last few breaths as she moaned in agony as they literally chewed away at her skin and cut her head off her neck. And so that's not the thing I'm even talking about today. That's not even what I'm telling you about, even though you'll never hear that in the news media, the mainstream news media. It will never be a headline. No one's going to ever tell you on the evening news tonight that two nice blonde Christian girls from Scandinavian countries hiking in a Muslim country had their heads cut off while they were alive. And I'm not talking about when you think your head cut off, you know, in the old days, you know, in the old thousand years ago days, you know, a guy would lean over and a person would take a sword and boom, lop it off. The pain was like a billionth of a second. You're dead. Your head comes off. They carved their heads off their neck while they were alive for several minutes. You've never seen anything like it in your life. The most disgusting thing maybe I've ever watched in my life. But things like that need to be watched. People need to know how evil the world is and how much evil there is in Muslim countries. Not all Muslims. Wayne's not saying every Muslim's bad. But Muslim countries in general are filled with evil people who want to hurt. All right, we're back again. We had a little disconnect on our Comrex system. Wayne Allyn-Root live. I always do a proof of life. It is in fact Wednesday today, Wednesday the 13th. Of February 2019. I'm live again. We had to go quickly to a little reboot of yesterday's show, but I'm back again. And I was laughing about what I think is the biggest news story of the day. Democrats looking at eliminating Ocasio-Cortez's district after 2020. That's right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Democrats are looking to redistrict and redraw the map to eliminate her district because they don't like her either. They hate her. And I could tell you why they hate her. Because Democrats are all communists, socialists, and Marxists, but they're smart enough, like Obama, to keep it on the QT. Democrats don't walk up and go, "Hi, I'm a communist," and they don't, they don't literally produce Green New Deals that sound like communism, the Communist Manifesto. This is scary to the average American. And so Cortez is outing Democrats as who they really are, just like this Ilhan Omar is going to be expunged, expelled, excommunicated. This Democrat from Minnesota who is something right out of the Muslim playbook from the Congress of Iran. They don't like her. House Majority Whip Steny Hoyer from Maryland said today that Representative Ilhan Omar could face further action from Democratic leaders if she continues expressing her hateful views. And I guess what they're saying is she could be kicked right out of the United States Congress because she's a crazy woman. She's a Jew-hating, crazy Muslim. Okay, and I'm saying that as a guy who doesn't hate Muslims. I have no hate for any one group. But I could point out when there's a bad person, I don't hate black people. I could point out when there's a bad black person, I don't hate white people. I'm white, but I could point out when there's a bad white person. And I could tell you when there's a bad Muslim, and Muslim extremists are bad. Jihadists are bad. And she's like a jihadist on the floor of the United States Congress. And by the way, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan is not much better. But on the other hand, this woman is just a step worse than even Rashida Tlaib, because Tlaib knows obviously when to be quiet, when to be subtle. But this one, Ilhan Omar, does not know when to be subtle. She is just in-your-face trouble for the Democratic Party, and they're going to have to kick her out of the United States Congress. Same thing with Ocasio-Cortez. They can't kick her out. She doesn't need to make them kick her out. She's just so extreme and radical and ignorant and stupid and Valley Girl-like, that they're just going to have to redraw the map to eliminate her district. Isn't that funny? Democrats are going to eliminate Ocasio-Cortez from Congress because she embarrasses them, she exposes them, she shows them up. Other big news of the day, the border deal hits a snag, as Trump says he will look for landmines. And I've said this before, every single bill, instead of being a simple one-pager, they're all like 1,000 pages or hundreds of pages. And that's to fool you, to slip things in that are put in by lobbyists and liberals and big brother, big government losers and socialist, Marxist, communists that are bad. You know, for all I know, what this bill says, here's $1.3 billion for the wall and for border security. And then in the meantime, we're going to let in millions of new illegal immigrants. You'd have to let them, you know, just walk right into the country, you know, arrest and release, stop and release, catch and release. I have no idea how bad it is because I don't sit and read 1,000 pages. And even if I did, it's in legalese. So hopefully Trump is smart enough to know not to sign this thing unless and until he's had really smart people, lawyers with fine-tooth combs, looking over every word and parsing what each word means. And then here's another big one, kind of back. I'm going back to Ilhan Omar, the Muslim representative of Somali. They should put Democrat Somalia after her name. This Somalian, she blasted the Benjamins. Her apology to Jews attacked Jews and made it sound like only conservatives and Jewish organizations, you know, are lobbyists. And everybody else is sweet and angelic. And what did I say? I said, first of all, it's not an apology. She didn't apologize. Second of all, her apology was an attack on Jews and Republicans. She attacked the oil and gas industry. She attacked the NRA and she attacked AIPAC, which is a big Jewish lobbying organization. And I said, what, that's the only lobbyist? As far as I know, on the left, there are tons of lobbyists. And sure enough, here's an article. Representative Ilhan Omar got hundreds of thousands of dollars from PACs and lobbyists, including CARE. In other words, you got AIPAC on one side defending Israel and the Jews, and you have CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, which is a front for Islamic extremism and terrorism, giving money to a Muslim running for Congress. Their goal is the destruction of Israel, and so her goal is the destruction of Israel, because she takes money from them. The nerve of her to criticize AIPAC, friendly to Israel, that's a country just like America, when in reality, she's on the team with CARE. And all the people CARE supports are Muslim terrorists. Hamas and Hezbollah, nothing like America. Nothing like Americans. Wow. When I get back, I'll have my column, my commentary, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Tax Challenge. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Albrecht for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Before I get to the intros of the show and I tell you who I am and what I'm about and what stations we're on, I want to mention that Trump is a man of his word, you know? I mean, there's never been a president who's more a man of his word. I love when Democrats try and obfuscate. Is that the word, obfuscate? They try and confuse the issue by saying that Trump's a liar, Trump's a liar. And the people grading the lies are liars themselves, liberal liars. The fact is, Trump's campaign promises, he's tried to make true more than any other president in the history of America, more than any other political candidate in the history of America. And so here's a new article that just came out moments ago. It's true. Trump really did start building more wall in Texas. When Trump said Monday at a campaign rally in El Paso that we've actually started a big, big portion of the wall today at a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. This guy says, I assumed it was nonsense he was spreading in hopes that his supporters might not mob him on stage for so far failing to keep the central promise of his campaign. He similarly said, too, at the White House, we just started a big, big section of the wall on the Rio Grande. I'm happy to say I was wrong. Trump was telling the truth. I checked with agents, the Rio Grande Valley border sector, to see if they knew what new wall Trump was talking about. They sent me information on construction for new border barrier announced last year. The project funds 6 miles worth of concrete and steel barrier of the sort that agents told me in January is immensely successful in deterring illegal border crossings. The wall will be supplemented by detection technology, lighting, video surveillance, and an all-weather patrol road parallel to the barrier, according to a release sent out by the CBP in November. And the $145 million for it didn't come from some long-ago past funding bill passed under former President Barack Obama. It was included in the U.S. Customs and Border Protection budget for fiscal year 2018. Unlike other parts of new barrier construction and reparation, Trump can actually take credit for this one. All right. So, I mean, there you have it. Trump tells the truth. And Trump does what he says he's going to do within reason. He can't do things when the entire world's against him and Congress is against him. And Wayne Drew tells the truth, too. What did I mention on the show yesterday? This girl, Ilhan Omar, I have heard, was married to her biological brother. Here's an article. 10 years ago today, Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, marries her biological brother from Somalia. She married her brother. Now she's a congressperson. Here's a copy of their marriage certificate. Minnesota Press raises questions about Ilhan Omar's former marriage. She won an historic victory over 44-year incumbent Congresswoman Phyllis Kahn. I'm sure she was a terrible liberal. And Ilhan Omar built a vast coalition of East African voters to defeat the incumbent in Minneapolis. The liberal media forgot to mention she was married to her brother. A reader has written to us to point out that the Somali website Somali Spot posted information last week suggesting Omar's involvement in marriage and immigration fraud. The post notes that Omar married Ahmed Hirsi in 2002. Hirsi is the father of her three children. Omar is depicted with Hirsi and their children on Omar's campaign website. The post further notes Omar married her brother, Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi, in 2009, implying that the latter marriage assisted his entry into the United States. Her brother was a British citizen. As soon as Omar married him, he started university at her alma mater, North Dakota State University, where he graduated in 2012. He then moved to Minneapolis, where he was living in a public housing complex and was later evicted. He then returned to the United Kingdom, where he now lives. She was elected state representative for the House in Minnesota, took her oath on the Koran in 2016. In 2017, several months after her marriage history briefly created a national news item, she quietly petitioned family court for a default divorce, claiming she could not locate Elmi. Now let me ask you something. If she petitioned family court for a default divorce because she couldn't find the guy she was married to, but she's listed in her campaign literature as married to another guy who's the father of her three children, then she was committing bigamy, was she not? Forget about married to her brother. She's married to two people at once. And she also committed fraud in who she said she was married to in her campaign literature. Unbelievable. Anyway, station identification. Go out here. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm your relentless warrior. As you know, this show comes to you from KBET, my flagship station in Las Vegas and stationed all of this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. KBET's owned and operated and run by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my start in radio. USA Radio, run by President Fred Weinberg, gave me my start in national radio. Thank you both, Ed and Fred, the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. They have over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. And we are the most caller-friendly show in America. So after the break, give us a ring, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to hear from you.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a very serious look at the big budget deal that Democrats and Republicans have came up with to avoid another partial government shutdown.
Well, we haven't gotten it yet. We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines, because you could have that been known to happen before to people.
Things got a bit testy on Capitol Hill on Wednesday as the Trump administration's new special envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, clashed Wednesday with freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question. And I
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack.
And FEMA Administrator Brock Long announces his resignation. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're now on USA Radio Network. I'm on the air right now with the great Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty Healthshare. But before I get to Dale, I want to mention the sponsor of this show is, surprise, interesting timing, coincidence, Liberty Healthshare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Healthshare. Liberty Healthshare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically, what it is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health-sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Healthshare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Healthshare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had three doctor visits in December, and all three took Liberty HealthShare. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those three visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty HealthShare. All right, so with all of that, we bring on Dale Bellis, the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, how are you?
Oh, doing wonderfully well, Wayne. Thanks so much for the invitation.
I think that was a good introduction for you, don't you think?
Well, I think it was, too. And hearing your story about the savings, I have to tell you this. I just talked with a couple from Northern Virginia who was spending $33,000 a year on health insurance. They switched to Liberty HealthShare, were just effusive in their gratitude and thanks. It just goes to show the rising, skyrocketing costs of third-party health care insurance and how it can be addressed much more efficiently and effectively.
All right, so let's talk about the fact that Democrats rolled out a proposal today which would let 50 to 64-year-olds buy into the Medicare program. Now, I am 57 years old. I'm a fantastically healthy and wild and vibrant and high energy and young looking and young feeling 57-year-old, but I would be in that category that could buy into Medicare. And so let's get your thoughts, because this is an important interview for me, right? For most of my listeners, I'll bet you 70% of my listeners are over age 40 and 50% are over age 50. So they're in the same boat I am. Do we want to be in Medicare?
It is one of the unabashedly the very first steps some wish to take in order to roll out an entire universal health care arrangement for America. And that the first step in making it palatable and acceptable is to simply expand the existing Medicare system to 50 and over. The price tag is not in. We already know that Medicare is in deficit spending way more than it receives. To incorporate then 50 and over would be even massively more expensive. That remains yet to be seen in terms of the analysis. But that is the first step proposal for a nationwide socialized medicine.
So obviously I should not be happy, and I don't want to be part of it, right?
That's my recommendation. Don't be happy.
Okay, good. I never wanted to be part of Medicare. Of course, I paid into it my whole life. So when I turned the age you get Medicare, was it 65? Was it 64? I never remember.
It's 65, yeah.
65. So when I turned 65, obviously, you know, you take advantage of it. Your medical bills go down because now you go to the doctor and it's supposedly free. I don't know if anything's ever free, but it's supposedly most of the bill is on the government. I never feel bad about that. Because most people I know, you know, who do it, they say, well, I paid into it. Why? I deserve it. It's not welfare. I paid into it. But there's some real negative side effects. A lot of doctors, good doctors, don't take Medicare patients. Is that not true?
Because exactly. The reimbursements are far below actually the cost for delivering care. And so there's an immense amount of cost shifting that goes on for those who receive Medicare reimbursements, they shift their costs to private insurance and other payers in order to level the playing field. So Medicare under-reimburses, and that's one of the significant drawbacks regarding Medicare. Besides the fact, and I've just got to add this, Medicare is largely a part of a system behind the scenes. We all know the term Medicare Advantage, where the federal government gives the premiums paid for Medicare to private companies to manage the health of seniors, and they're proving that they can do it on the free market system far more cost-effectively and efficiently, and yet that's rarely a story that's told regarding Medicare. Most people think it's all government controlled and managed, but in essence, the government has now, for a large portion of the Medicare recipients, turned it over to private companies to manage.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now that my life is kind of wrapped up with Liberty HealthShare, you know, when I've got my kids on Liberty HealthShare and my family's on Liberty HealthShare, I'm on Liberty HealthShare. So even if I was going to be 65 tomorrow, and that's still, you know, quite a few years off, I'm 57, so that's 8 years off before I'm 65 years old. But even if I was going to be 65 tomorrow, which means I'd qualify for Medicare, would you... I mean, you have no choice. I guess everyone 65 or over has to register for Medicare. First of all, let me ask that question. I don't even know. Do you have to register, or you could choose to waive it if you wanted to?
You could, in fact, choose to waive it, but you would face severe tax fines for doing so. And so folks enroll with Medicare at age 65. We have a number of seniors who participate with Liberty HealthShare who are enrolled with Medicare. We just simply share in the difference. Whatever Medicare doesn't pay, then we just simply share that 100% for those seniors.
Right, so I was going to say to you, if I'm with Liberty HealthShare, what do I do with Medicare? How do those two mesh? So kind of answer that question straightforward. What do you do if you're of Medicare age or about to be of Medicare age? How does that mesh with Liberty HealthShare? Just repeat all that.
I shouldn't say thankfully. I happen to fit into that category, Wayne.
Okay.
I'm 65. I'm over 65.
Well, you have a young voice. I wouldn't have known that, so that's good.
So if I go to the hospital and have a $10,000 bill, and Medicare pays $8,000 of that $10,000. I submit the other two to Liberty HealthShare. It's shared 100% because anything that Medicare pays applies to my personal responsibility, which we call it an annual and shared amount. And that's the way seniors participate with Liberty HealthShare.
I love you guys. I got to tell you, I'm in love with Liberty HealthShare. You guys are wonderful. Do you agree that Republicans need a better counterargument to this idea of Medicare for all? Some experts say the GOP should champion universal free market health care. What does that mean?
I love that phraseology, thankfully, interestingly, rather. It's really addressing the reality that we have mechanisms within our current market-based system to enable everyone to receive health care and health insurance and coverage with private based solutions, healthcare sharing being one of those. Frankly, if we made one simple change, Wayne, in the tax code and simply reversed the flow of funds that employers pay for healthcare, 55% of all Americans receive their healthcare through their employer. If we just simply returned or turned the cash flow so that money was handed over to the employee to make choices and decisions about their health, what program they want to participate in, et cetera, it would transform the marketplace for health insurance almost overnight, because then the power would be in the hands of the consumer.
All right. Always with great suggestions, great recommendations, great advice, Dale Bellis. He's the executive director, by the way, of Liberty HealthShare, which you know is the sponsor of my radio show. I'm very proud of that. And also kind of the sponsor of my health care for my family. So I guess that's the best way to put it. We don't have health insurance anymore. I got rid of Aetna, and I joined Liberty HealthShare, and they've just done a great job for me. And who doesn't want an extra $54,000 over 3 years? And then when you go to the doctor, you find out there's no copay. It's a wellness visit, and it's free. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Government says free, it means three times more expensive for all of us. But Liberty HealthShare actually has some things that they provide free if you're taking good care of yourself, so that there aren't any bigger bills for Liberty HealthShare. So really cool stuff. And Ohio Republican, Dale, or I should say Ohio Republican legislature, so it's more than one, the legislature, which is ruled by Republicans in Ohio, that's probably a better way to put it, has reintroduced the heartbeat bill, which bans abortion if a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Now, I love that, okay? I'm not someone who's ever made abortion a gigantic issue in my life, I guess because I'm a guy and I never noticed it. I've never been involved in it in my life. And I notice money on a daily basis, taxes, regulations, Obamacare. So I've always been this financial guy who's never gotten involved in the issue of abortion. I never said I'm for it. I've never had one, never been involved in one in my life. Find it to be a disgusting thing. Could never be the doctor that does it. Could never ask someone I love to have it. But I just never got involved in it as a political issue. But now this stuff's come up where they want to kill babies the moment of birth. And I've gotten so grossed out and so disgusted, Dale, that I'm becoming kind of strident on this issue. I'm very anti-abortion now. So I think if there's a heartbeat, they shouldn't be allowed to.
Well, precisely so. Gratefully, Governor Mike DeWine, the newly elected governor of Ohio, has indicated he would absolutely sign the heartbeat bill. And as you say, it stands in contrast to what was just passed in the state of New York that allows abortion up to the day of delivery.
Terrible. Terrible. Hey, that was Dale Bellis with lots of great advice. He's a great guy. More importantly, his company's been great for me, Wayne Allyn Root. You can't get a better endorsement or testimonial than what he's done for me personally and for my family. We love Liberty HealthShare. Give him a call, 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Ron Corey of Tenacity fame is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey is a great buddy of mine, and his new book is called Tenacity. That's why I say of Tenacity fame. He's one of the most tenacious human beings in the entire world. He's living the American dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas, and that's saying something. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. It's called Tenacity, and it's the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is already the voice of the audiobook. Michael Madsen starred Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. He's the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do that at Amazon as well. Or visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. For more details, or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring this show. So I mentioned to you that Danny Hoyer warns of further action against Ilhan Omar if heat continues. House Majority Whip Steny Hoyer, I always want to call him Henny Stoyer. He's Steny Hoyer, one of those names that could go either way. Steny Hoyer said Wednesday Representative Ilhan Omar, that could go either way too. Representative Omar Ilhan, that could easily go the other way, could face further action from Democratic leaders if she continues expressing prejudiced views. I mean, this is ludicrous. Does it occur to you that means she's a racist and a prejudiced person? So it doesn't matter if she continues to express the views. She's got the views. She's an anti-Semite. She hates Jews. She hates Israel. She wants the Israel bombed to hell. She wants to see all the Israelis die, driven to sea, and drowned. Asked by reporters about anti-Semitic statements by Omar and fellow freshman Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Hoyer replied, "Congresswoman Omar apologized. The real test is actions on the floor. We need to treat one another with respect without language that would refer to any kind of interpretation of bigotry, prejudice, or hate. We'll continue to pursue and advocate for that, and very frankly, if that doesn't pan out, there may be further action we would take." He did not elaborate on how leadership could punish lawmakers for racism. Well, you could take her off the Foreign Affairs Committee. She should have already been taken off. Unbelievable. And then in her apology, she went out to criticize AIPAC once more, calling their so-called role in American politics problematic. She failed to note in her apology that the pro-Israel organization does not make financial contributions to candidates. And so, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Same old nonsense. But now here's the real truth that I mentioned. Just a guess. I said, she's talking about NRA. She's talking about AIPAC. She's talking about oil and gas lobbyists. But she's not mentioning liberals get all kinds of lobbying money. How prejudiced to only mention one side when you're going to criticize the money. And I didn't even know she'd taken the money. But of course she did. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota. I should put Democrat Somalia from now on. Started a firestorm by saying on Twitter, AIPAC pays lawmakers to support Israel. Both Democrats and Republicans have offered sharp rebukes, accusing the Minnesota Democrat of insinuating Jews use money to get what they want. But she says, in her apology, I reaffirm the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics, whether it be AIPAC, NRA, or the fossil fuel industry. It's gone on too long. We must be willing to address it, really. But while she continued to stack Jewish money and Republican money, she took $60,000 from PACs, including CARE, a Hamas-linked jihadist organization. An unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terrorism funding trial. According to the records of the Federal Election Commission, last summer Omar received nearly $60,000 from PACs. One PAC from which Omar received thousands of dollars is the Council on American Islamic Relations. As I said, they're an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation trial, largest terrorism financing trial in American history. CARE not only has a PAC, it's a lobbying organization. On January 10th, CARE hosted the community congressional reception at which Omar spoke. Can you imagine listening to her speak? Can you imagine seeing her come up on the stage and talk about how much she hates Jews? And you think that's normal? In all, she received tens of thousands of dollars from lobbying groups. None of her money came from AIPAC or the NRA or the fossil fuel industry. What a coincidence, right? That's who she criticized. They're all such freaking hypocrites. And then, back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's living in a luxury Navy Yard apartment building. She's a socialist, and she publicly worried about whether she could afford rent. Now she's moved into a luxury apartment building in the D.C. Navy Yard neighborhood. She got a big raise in her election to Congress. Job comes with a $174,000 annual salary. She told the New York Times she's concerned how she would get an apartment before the salary kicked in. She ended up moving to a luxury apartment building with a wide array of amenities where rent for a studio apartment exceeds $2,000 a month. It's not too hypocritical. She made housing affordability one of her top policy concerns. Spokesman pointed out that her office uses a car with an internal combustion engine that runs on fossil fuels, even though she thinks they should be eliminated. Look, I don't know what to say other than Ocasio-Cortez is a fraud and she's written the Communist Manifesto and it was a joke. It could have been written by like a fifth grader with bad English language skills. We'll be right back.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.